I'm telling you, whose report will you believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I believe that he gives me power to get well. I believe that I am wealthy. Psalm 112 says, the houses of the righteous are brimming with wealth. I hadn't been saying it much, but I'm getting a hold of that. And people say, well, it may not mean just money. Well, I'm not talking about just money. I'm talking about everything that wealth includes. And that includes money. Shout hallelujah. But can you believe it? Can you receive it? Can you believe you can come up out of where you are? Can you believe you can have enough money to give to somebody whatever God tells you to give them and then not hurt? I remember years ago, Tony said, his pastor said, give till it hurts. He said, Mama, I want to be able to give and not have it to hurt. Hallelujah. Whose report will you believe? God's report is a good report. His report is a report of love. You can forgive that person that has hurt you. You can love your enemy. You can walk uprightly so that whoever follows you will be led to Christ Jesus. You can think higher. You can have whatever it is that you desire in this life as long as you don't make it your God. God said, I don't care. I'm ready to give it to you. I'm ready to pour it out. Somebody, they said, went to heaven and they were taking them around. And they said, what's all of this? Well, this is all the stuff, and I'm just going to make up some stuff because I don't remember what they said. This is all the limbs and legs and arms that people didn't believe me for to get healed. And this is all the houses and the whatever that people never received. And this is all the whatever that people never received. And you're not being greedy if you want what's yours. I'm going to say that again. You are not being greedy if you want what's yours. Now, you're greedy if you start wanting what belongs to somebody else. But God has enough to go around. Whose report will you believe? And one of the most important things you can do, if you're born again, Holy Spirit comes to live in you when you come, and that is to be filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues and then know how to use that weapon. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. You don't ever have to be down. Listen to me now. You may have been down, but you don't ever have to be down when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, because Jesus is always there to lift you up. And if you are down, it's because you choose to. In the midst of, I remember reading of a man that he had been seriously hurt on whatever he was doing. Seriously hurt. And the paramedics came and they were working on him. And he was asking the man, are you saved? You've been born again. You don't have to be down because you have in you, maybe something is not going right in your life, on your job, in the atmosphere. But shakodidibasta, ha ha. Oh, pray it out in the Holy Ghost. If you haven't gotten that book, Tongues Beyond the Upper Room, you need not just to hear it on prayer line. You need to read that book. Take some time and digest its contents into your spirit. And then you will find yourself believing the word of God. The impossible that seemed impossible will not be impossible for you. People are trying to talk you out of fulfilling the dream, the call upon your life. But you'll do it anyway because you know God, because Holy Spirit is teaching you all things. Spend enough time with God to know what you do. I keep being drawn to you, that sad look on your face. God said, I hadn't left you, Mickey. He said, now don't you leave me. He said, what I need from you is that jump and that dance and that praise that you used to have. He said, I hadn't left you. He said, I hadn't forgotten about you. He said, it's been a struggle, but I hadn't forgotten about you. So get put more of my word in, and let more of my word come out, and let joy come out of your spirit, and then go help somebody. And then when you turn around, he said, I got your back. He said, I'm looking at you, baby, and I'm so proud of where you are. He said, stop struggling, trying to do it. He said, just let me have it, and we'll walk this walk together in joy and peace. Hallelujah. Whose report? Whose report? Whose report? Whose report will you believe? I'm going to believe, and I do believe. I do believe the report of the Lord. It's amazing. It's not amazing. God is just God. But he just brought to my mind to tell you, to encourage you, that you might be going through a hard time. And if you are, he said, I'm here. You'll look back and you'll find out I was there all the time. When we left here and went to Oklahoma, it was my fault, a lot of it with my husband. We just weren't good managers of money. I'm going to put that out there first. But we didn't have any money. We never went hungry. We went tight. But God, I said, God, after we got out, God, why was it so hard? At the time going through it, it really didn't seem as hard as it was when I looked back. But we made it, is what I'm saying. We had no credit cards. We could have gotten a credit card. He didn't lead us to do that. And I said, God, why was it so hard? He said, you never would have learned to live by faith. So I know how to trust God. I know how to have $40 to feed 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people every week. Now, Holy Spirit, how do I fix this? And how do I fix that? He said, tell you that. He said, we are examples that he can bring you out. And he will bring you out. And we are not where we're going to be, but we're definitely not where we were. So if you're struggling going through, just spend more time praying in the Holy Ghost. There's something that God has for you to do. That there are a zillion and one ways to earn a living, and the Holy Ghost will show you, because you might be in the wrong place at the wrong time. He'll show you exactly what to do, where to go, and how to go about it. There will be no struggle. Amen? Shout hallelujah. I ask you again, whose report will you believe? The bishop says, as you pray in the Holy Ghost, the waters of the Holy Ghost will water your spirit, cause you to grow, cause you to be able to witness, cause others to grow in the Spirit of the Lord, and many to be born again. And that's our calling right now. On top of all that we may be called to do, we're called to share the gospel with those that we come in contact with, to so live before men that they may see our good works and be drawn to Jesus. You can do that. Whose report will you believe? And when the enemy comes with all of his lies, and just know that if he speaks, it's a lie. if he says, open his mouth, if he makes an indication, if he does anything, it's a what? Lie. So I'm encouraging you tonight to hear God. Dig deeper into the word. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Fellowship with God. Find yourself doing the word. And then you'll find yourself living in victory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word that has gone forth. We thank you that it will not fall empty. And it's not falling on empty hearts and empty ears. But it will accomplish that you sent it out to do tonight. And we believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ushers. Glory to God.